look important. "Are you Tico?" asked the man, in a voice so strong yet warm that Tico would have answered yes no matter the question. But he merely nodded, too nervous to speak. The man's large hand grabbed Tico by the chin and turned his face from side to side. Instead of revulsion, he looked at him like Tico looked at Mau Mau.
"You're a very good boy. Would you like to go for a ride in my truck?"
Tico had never been in a truck, but had watched them roll through his village as men with guns headed to some far-off place, and sometimes he'd watched as they raced back with men lying across the beds, their eyes shut or screaming in pain as they clutched bleeding stomachs or limbs. Tico nodded. Riding in a truck sounded exciting, especially with this man. The man held out his hand for Tico to take and led him down the alley toward the green vehicle parked at the other end. When Tico looked back at Mau Mau, the puppy was sitting at the edge of the puddle, his head cocked to the side, trying to make sense of something but too young to understand. Tico waved goodbye. For a brief moment, he could have sworn that he saw his mother's face poking around the edge of the alley, watching. But when he looked back again,